You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters. The hockey moms and hockey dads and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. This is episode 84. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray. And you can't tell from the shirt I'm wearing, but there's a picture of Kane and Taze on the back. So
Whoa. It's
my hockey really cool. Flannel situation. It just felt appropriate for today.
Wow. How's the weather out there? We're not starting off on the weather talk. Wow.
No, we're not.
This is so bad.
We're going to skip that and go right to the fact that we just had one full freaking week of season hockey, 82 game regular season, baby. Back in October, we are living for it. I'm not living for how the Blackhawks have come out of the gate. However, it has been lovely to watch hockey, and we have so many notes and things we want to discuss, right, Breeze?
Yeah, we have so many things. Both Ray Ray and I, we basically created a document beginning of the week before the season even started, and we were just like, let's just put all of our notes in here for the week. We'll go over them at the end of the week when we record the podcast. But before we jump into it, before we get too far into the episode, we have a new segment that we want to introduce to you guys. So do you want to explain it or do you want me to explain it?
What
do
you
mean?
No, you need to explain it.
Okay. So obviously arenas are opening now and you're probably going to be going to games. So we think it'd be really cool if we can hear stories from you. And of course, when we go to games, we'll bring a story. But we want to hear from you. So let's call our phone number again and we'll have to plug that in here, but we want to hear the funniest thing or the weirdest thing that you have either witnessed or heard while attending a hockey game. Doesn't have to be a pro league. It could be any kind of a hockey game from Pee Wee up to the NHL, or if you go to the Olympic games, whatever, just anything that you hear that you're like, that was so weird, or that was so strange, or what just happened? Like, did you just see that? We want to hear it all. So call it in, tell us your story, email it over to us. We'll explain it. We want to hear it all.
Yeah. And the phone number, if you're looking for it, will be in the show notes. If you click on wherever you're listening, it'll also be in the description. And that number is 323-438-2648.
And if you decide to email, just send it over to houseofhockeypodcast@gmail.com.
So you went to a game. Do you have a story?
I did go to a game, and I do have a story, and it has nothing to do with hockey at all, actually. It wasn't a lady. It was just, I don't know how old she was. She was definitely, like, younger, right? Maybe my age, maybe younger. She was talking to her friend, and she was sitting there, and all I got out of this conversation was that she was, like, maybe upset about something or, like, was just having a bad day. And she goes, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just want to like just say, screw it. F it. I'm just going to poop my pants. What?
What?
What does that have to do with anything? Like, what did she go through during that day that she had that thought process?
Like, is she ill? And like, is wearing an adult? I don't understand.
Because they both started laughing. So I think it was okay. Just more of like, I just don't care anymore. I just want to just whatever. I'm just going to do it.
I'm just going to poop in my pants. I don't care. I want to revert to being a baby and not have to deal with any of this.
Full like Billy Madison moment there. Pee in your pants is the coolest, but I don't think poop in your pants is the coolest. Let's be real.
I'm going to go with no. So that definitely qualifies as something very strange that you heard came this season.
It was.
Oy, oy, oy. But how was going to opening night for the Kings?
It was awesome. It was great to be back at the arena. It was obviously a really good game. I can give my report on it now if we want, or if we want to wait till.
Well, I don't want to hear about the game. Show. No one cares about the game. Come on. I want to hear about the like experience.
The game. But the game was so good. That's what made the experience.
No, but like being back in the building, what's that like? Are you wearing a mask? How packed was it? Was it weird to be back? That kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, everyone was supposed to wear a mask. We're obviously LA County, Los Angeles, California, one of the strictest places. You had to show either proof of vaccination or a negative test within the last 72 hours to get into the arena. They checked either your vaccination card or your test compared to your ID to make sure it all matched. You had to wear a mask unless you were actively eating or drinking the entire time. It wasn't that packed. Actually, there's a lot of empty seats, especially for being opening night, which was I don't know. I think I expected it to have more people because it is opening night. We haven't been able to go, but given the circumstances, it was a Thursday night. The Kings, this is the first game since they basically have like quite frankly sucked the last like 5 years. So attendance is always down, but I think just the mixture of things Thursday night. There was a Dodger game going on, game five. So they were playing up north in San Francisco. So a lot of people were home watching the Dodger game or out watching the Dodger game. I don't think that it was a high priority to watch it at the game, which they did put the Dodger game on at Staples Center on the Jumbotron. Everyone watched it. There was multiple Let's Go Dodger chants. It was actually really cool. But yeah, I mean, the game was cool. They made a lot of different adjustments. They have these big like LA signs that they're now like skating out from, which was really cool. They have a drum line now, so they're taking a page out of the Vegas Golden Knights book. They introduced that a little bit,
right before COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, they introduced that, but I think they made it bigger. And in the 300 section, there was like soccer chants going on. Like, I think they took something from whatever the soccer team is that's down the road from Staples Center. But they, you know, like how they have like the soccer chant. It's whatever that other one is. I don't know. I'm not a soccer fan. I apologize. But it's whatever the other one is. But you know, like those soccer chants that they like all game long, they got something going on. It was like that all day, all game long. So I don't know if that's something that was just for opening night or if it's going to carry over through the season. But it was pretty cool.
That sounds like a welcome change because sometimes Staples Center during a Kings game can be really freaking quiet.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
Really quiet. So that must have been a nice, you know, change to really get that energy up in the building.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the team wasn't performing well, it like sucks the air out of the whole entire atmosphere. But it was pretty loud the entire time. There was something else I was going to say, but I totally forgot what I was going to say.
But the game, yeah, I mean.
The game was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, you had your big boys coming in clutch. I know you said you didn't want to hear about it, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway.
I want to hear about it, but like but, that was not the priority because that's like No. We've all been watching hockey, but we haven't been in an arena watching hockey.
Although I will say, so they played the Knights, right? And there hasn't been a lot of good experiences from watching the Knights or the Knights fans coming into Staples Center. And I don't want to put all Knights fans under the same umbrella because that's totally not the case, but there are some that come and they have been very like rude and disrespectful and whatnot. And the whole game was actually pretty well. And then the last period, there was stuff flying from them from up above. They were throwing like bottles down, like bottle caps, which I know that you're supposed to get rid of bottle caps so they don't fling them onto the ice. But there was stuff that was being thrown from light colored jerseys that were not Kings jerseys, which, you know, I think is a disappointment. There was another thing that had happened that I don't want to talk about on the air.
That's unacceptable. I don't think like fans you just should be respectful, throwing,
you know,
you could hurt the players. Like it's not, right. That's like a borderline.
I didn't see anything that actually made it down to the ice, but I mean, you have stuff throwing down onto fans that are below you. And I mean, if someone's unexpecting, you know, something coming down, I mean,
you could hurt someone. We're better than that, hockey fans.
I don't think anybody wants to have anything thrown at them, but unless you're egging it on, like at the Preds Seattle game where they full on had like a fist fight brawl.
I saw that.
Which was crazy.
That's fine. You can fist fight fans, fight each other, grow a pair, be a man or a woman. If you have something to say to a fellow fan, don't be like a total wuss and start throwing a plastic bottle because like that's going to do something.
Right.
Get your dukes up, throw some punches and get your ass kicked out of the game because clearly that's more important to you than being there cheering on your team. So like, that's my opinion on that.
And, you know, I wasn't going to say I'm not going to explain the whole entire scenario, but while we're on this, please, if you are going to go to any sort of event, especially a hockey event, please do not take drugs or get so wasted before the game that you pass out drunk and end up having everything come out of you people around you. Please, if you're going to get drunk, that's not the place to go. If you're going to take drugs, it's not the place to go. Don't do drugs anyway.
Right.
And it's just
PSA.
Just go there and watch the game. You don't have to make it a party environment. Sure, have a beer or two or a drink or two if you feel like that's what you want to do, but don't overdo it. It kills the vibe for everybody else. Please just be respectful of others. Please.
Exactly. I think that's we all needed this friendly reminder because it has been a minute since we've all been in an arena. And I think both of our points are very valid. Don't throw stuff. Don't take drugs. Only fight with your fists with other fans. And just enjoy the freaking game, guys. Like, what did we not learn anything from the last, like, 2 years?
Yes.
Like,
and if you're sick, then stay home.
Yeah.
If you're sick, stay home. And I'm not saying by what caused this pandemic.
Yes.
If you're sick, you get a cold. If you have the flu, if your stomach is feeling a little funky, just come.
If you took too many drugs, stay home.
Or if you drank too much, don't come into the arena. Or please see your way out of the arena. It's never a good time when security has to come, stretchers have to come. Please just take care of yourself. Have respect for your fellow fans and just watch the game.
Exactly. Because exciting things happen at the game, like hat tricks from one of your... Can we talk about this? There were... Well, I don't know what you call it when you score 4 goals, but so there was technically only 3 Hatties over the last how many ever days of games, that is like 7 days, 6 days of game, less than that, 5 days of games from Anze Kopitar, who had 3 goals, helping the Kings earn a 6-2 victory over the Golden Knights in their season opener, which was huge. You got to see that breeze.
I did.
And then Sam Bennett, he scored a goal in each period, recording his second career hat trick in a 5-1 Panthers victory over the Islanders. And then, of course, Connor McDavid scored his 10th hat trick for the Edmonton Oilers in a 5-2 win against the Calgary Flames. And then Tyler Bertuzzi scored a fantastic between the legs goal in the second period to get a 4-goal night against the Lightning. Holy moly. So it was a big, big, big opening week. Lots happening on the ice.
Yeah, I was very overwhelmed by everything going on.
You got someone on drugs vomiting. You've got like all the new sounds and sights at the arena. You've got a Hattie. You've got just like the overall experience of being back in the seats with that whole thing. I heard something. Oh, I think I remember what it was. Going to an arena, I heard an interview with Buchigross, is like going to church because of, I couldn't figure it out why it felt so ceremonial and impactful, but growing up Catholic, the organs, so like the organ sound at the arena, the singing, the like, the blood of Christ, he was saying, like with the fights and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's why it feels so like special, if you will, or like right. important. And there's all these traditions, right? You have to stand up at this time. You have to sing at this time. You have to throw your hat on the ice at this time. You have to, you know, cheer
go
over
with the
anthem.
Chance.
Right.
Yeah, and the chance, like, you have to be involved in, you know, at this time you do this, at this time you do that. Yeah.
Yeah. The goal scoring songs, like all of the things. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. But this is like way more of a religion I can get behind than any actual religion. So I'm going to definitely make hockey my religion now, I think.
Hey, I mean, why not?
It kind of is for a lot of people, but I digress. I don't know why that just made me think of that. There was a lot that happened. So I'll just touch very briefly on the Blackhawks since you talked about the Kings. It's not been a good start. They have not come out of the gate looking like they know what they're doing or like they've ever played together, which is kind of typical for the Blackhawks. Usually at the beginning of a season, they usually look like they have no clue what's happening. It's not been pretty. It's not been as awful like as it could be. Like, yeah, there isn't a win yet, but I mean, we're still scoring goals and we're making things happen. So that is like, that's making me feel a little bit better. And then all I have to say to Marc-Andre Fleury is, sweetheart, you are no longer in Las Vegas. Welcome to the current Chicago Blackhawks situation under the Jeremy Colliton regime. You're going to be working your ass off all season long because we're not ready. You just like, I'm really sorry on behalf of the team. That's all I have to say.
That's funny. Well, I do want to touch on the Blackhawks a little bit here too. In case you needed another reason to love hockey or the league in general, the New Jersey Devils wore number 10 for Broadway and the Hawks wore number 39 for Hazy. And the pregame warranty, can't even talk. Pre-game warmies at the Prudential Center on Friday the 15th in honor. Yes, Jimmy Hayes. I'm like, so like, that was just such a cool thing to see. Yeah. And I don't know if you follow his wife on Instagram or not, but she was there, and just to kind of, I got all up in the feels with her being there and just kind of you know, posting about her on social media. And I was like, we gotta at least, you know, shout this out because this is a really cool thing to do. And I just thought it was a class act from both teams. And
yeah,
there we go. I mean, your Blackhawks, they're okay.
Yes. Well, because he had played for them, I think, for a short period of time.
Yeah,
as well.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. And then there was another honoring of a fallen player. So the Columbus Blue Jacks.
See, not now just you. I got you all tongue-tied now.
The Blue Jackets honored their late teammate, Mattis Kivlenix. I'm going to go with that. On Thursday night at Nationwide Arena, they hung a banner with his number. And then Elvis Merzlikens actually wore Kivlenix's jersey number with his name on it throughout the game to sort of honor him during that game. So a banner being hung in the arena there and honoring him, you know, that's we love to see it. We love the league for a lot of reasons and the boys for things like this. And then the other banner that was hung was, of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning's second championship Stanley Cup banner. I watched that game.
And
yeah, there's just something about it when you see it gives me the chills when the banners hung and they all, you know, turn and are looking at it and are raising their sticks and waving to the fans. It's just such a special moment that we just, not everybody gets to experience.
That is true. And I will say that there was another banner that was raised.
Which one? What am I missing?
It was on Twitter. It was a photoshopped banner from the Preds that said that they gave the Seattle Kraken their first franchise win. That was awesome.
I said, which one? Like, I really thought there was a banner. That's actually really hysterical.
Oh my God. I laughed very hard.
As you
very
should.
Hard.
Because that's what it's about. We got to have fun in this league too, you know, and when you can have fun and have wins and then also, you know, feel the weight of a tragedy helps you, you know, feel deeper with the wins.
Exactly. And I will say when I was in Nashville and I went to the team store, they had banners that said like President's Trophy winners and whatnot that you could buy. And I was like, that is actually really funny.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by NFL fans hungry for a big win this week. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings daily fantasy sports contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Just bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With promo code THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network, this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What else do we want to cover? So do you have anything more to say about the Preds? Since you have three teams that we have to discuss.
Yeah, why not? I wrote notes on all of them. The Preds didn't do well. They haven't been doing well. They fell short to the Kraken 4-3. They looked super, super sluggish. And that was their home opener. It just wasn't good. I think that I had to record the game because I was at the Kings game. So on Friday, I was able to watch that game all the way through. They started to get some life in the third period. But I mean, you got to play a full 60 minutes of hockey. And if not a full 60 minutes, you at least need to play at least a solid 40 minutes, right? Yeah, they didn't do good at all. They didn't play well on their last game, which had happened last night. We are obviously recording this earlier than when this came out. Still not really. I just don't think they have legs. I don't know what's going on. They just don't look right. Hopefully they'll get it together. That's all I'm going to say. Hopefully they'll get it together. Obviously they trolled themselves with that banner on Twitter. Super funny. And while I guess I'm on it, remember when I told you that I went to the team store and I got some special stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to hang it on my wall. I can. I have them next to me. They're not hanging on my wall.
That's
but
fine.
I did want to show you.
Okay, I want to so see. Gonna...
Okay. Well, I got these two posters. So this one's pretty sick, right?
Oh, wow. Sorry, cut off one. Me. That is awesome. That's you hang good. Them and then I'll react or and show them.
Here's the best one of all. It's like gold aluminum little thing and it's signed. It is signed right there on his head. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to snap some pics and we'll put it up on social.
I definitely will, but I have one question for you.
Okay.
How many items do you have to have of a single person before it becomes a shrine and no longer like a fan wall?
I'm going to say five.
Five. Okay. Okay. I think we're okay.
Are you not? Yeah, you're at five, I think. With that other giant banner, where'd you end up putting that?
I still haven't hung it up yet. I don't know where to put it. I think I'm on a... I think I have six, so...
So you have a shrine to Roman Yossi.
I think I need to pump the brakes.
Listen, you love the guy. I think it's awesome. I think the pieces you have are all very different and unique, along with like the classic autograph, like ice photo. Those two posters are super artsy looking, which I like. And I think they're very cool. And then you've got something authentic to the game with the banner.
And the score sheet.
And the score sheet.
Score sheet. So
those are all really unique pieces. It's not like you have 20 pictures of him on the ice that are autographed. That would be kind of like, could you mix it up a little? Because there's so many other cool things out there. But I support your shrine too.
Well, thank you. At least it's not like me ripping out pictures of like Kids Bop and like hanging like Justin Timberlake all over my wall, right? That's a little weird.
I mean, I did that when I was a teenager, but you know.
I did the same. It's okay. That's where I got it from, I guess.
Exactly. I support all of this. And then what about your Leafs?
Yes. So the Leafs, so I was 2 for 3 on home openers. So that was good. That's a start. They defeated the Canadiens 2-1 on the home opener, and they're looking super strong. Matthews hasn't played. He was going to be out the first 3 games of the season, but he goes, who knows? I just want to make sure I feel really good. So he could have come back sooner, or he could be coming back later. As of today, he has not played yet. So we'll see when he comes in. But overall, they were playing really well. They're really fun to watch. They're playing fast. I think they're connecting really well. And on the home opener, Penny Oleksiak was there. And so if you don't know who she is, she's the Olympic swimmer, the most decorated athlete, and she is... I'm not going to say she is. Jamie Oleksiak is the brother to her, and he plays for the Seattle Kraken. So she was showing off all of her medals. She had them all over her neck. They got tangled. I mean, imagine having so many that they get tangled. Like, she looked like an absolute boss. It was awesome.
She did.
And it was super awesome. But to stay on the Leafs talk, they are now the leader of the most valued NHL franchise at $2 billion.
With no cups in how many years?
But followed behind them is the New York Rangers, then the Canadiens, then your Hawks, and then the Bruins. So
the Rangers? What is this based on?
I don't really even... I was trying to look at it. I think it just kind of comes along with...
Like the arena, like the...
everything, the players, the staff, you know, their stats that they have had. It was really hard to kind of try to figure out exactly what went into it. But the Rangers were the leader for many, many years. And then the Leafs just kind of topped them over this. I think it was this past week they topped them. So interesting stuff.
Thank God the NHL is not like baseball, where like the most valued team is usually the one that wins. You just pay for all the best players, and then you win championships after championships. And
exactly,
you know,
right.
I'm so glad we have a salary cap. Speaking of women making history, we have to mention that Katie Guay is, I think, how you say her last name, became the first female referee ever to officiate a game in the AHL. There's also, I think, a few other women referees that will be doing that in the AHL, and I'm loving to see this. Can't wait until we get our girl who was on the podcast. Michaela Ball, get her up in the A. And then, hey, we said she needs to be in the NHL, and she didn't think it would be possible. But, like, Katie Guay is paving the way.
There you go.
It's only a matter of time.
Is she guaving the way?
She is.
Sorry, I had to. That's so bad.
Can I talk to you about what I found to be the most entertaining piece of all of this hockey stuff in the last week?
Sure.
Like my highlight moments.
Yeah.
Would probably be watching the TNT coverage during the intermissions.
Okay.
Because Wayne Gretzky is on that panel. And like, he's interviewing Alexander Ovechkin. And that, as a player, has to be a total mind fuck. Because like, the greatest player ever is now asking you questions about the game you just played. And like, how on earth are you even supposed to focus on like the questions he's asking you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's such a shift. And then also Paul Bissonnette, Biz Nasty, from the podcast that everybody loves to listen to in the hockey world, is also up there. And he was really funny. Like, he really brought the humor that was needed to these like very intense guys up there. And yeah. I'm thoroughly loving it. I also watched the ESPN intermission coverage with Chelios and Messier. And I have to say, Messier looked a little nervous and like really wanted to get everything he was saying correct and was like looking at his notes. And I don't think they've found their rhythm yet. So it's still really cool to see these guys, but the TNT broadcast, because they also made Gretzky fire pucks at Charles freaking Barkley in net. If you haven't seen this clip, like, you have to go watch it. It was like content we never knew we needed in life. And this, the things that they're doing over there are so great. And I think it's great for the sport. And, yeah, that was really funny to watch, you know, just like, what? You know, like Barkley couldn't even, like the puck was already past him before he reacted. And Gretzky's like just doing this at like half, you know, he's just like, he's firing them, but not at like full speed. And it was like, it was worth watching. So I would have to say that is definitely been the most enjoyable thing for me. And then Lundqvist is behind the desk, is a Rangers studio analyst for the MSG network. Love to see that. So happy he's still involved in the game and that he's doing it with the Rangers organization. But that's gotta be, was my highlight, was I was just waiting to watch the intermission reports of the games like, I mean, I was watching the games, but I was like, oh, I'll stick around for this intermission report.
That is
never
so funny.
Cared about the intermission report when the games were on NBC Sports.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I did. I would watch them, obviously, because there was great analysis and they would cover the other teams and things that were going on. But this, they're doing that and more. And I love that they're appealing to like all different audiences and ages.
Right.
So I just think it's good for the sport.
It is. It's good to see. Very good to see. Now you have a note here about Jamaica. What's going on?
I saw this headline. So Jamaica, because we were talking about the Olympics, right, for 2022 last episode.
Yeah.
So NHL.com had a whole story. I didn't get to read the whole thing, but basically Jamaica has an ice hockey team. First of all, that blew my mind because like I
didn't
know that.
Sounds like a Disney Channel movie.
Exactly. And they're aiming to have a hockey team at the 2026 Olympics.
Okay.
They're developing the game, building a rink, getting IIHF membership, like all these things. And basically, I just want to go to Jamaica so I can watch a hockey game in Jamaica, because I think that would be really cool.
I feel like they would be so good.
Exactly. Like, I want to see them at an arena in Jamaica. Like, I want to go to Jamaica and bring a winter parka because I'm going to be inside at a hockey arena watching a hockey game. And then, like, I want to go to the beach for sunset and, like, be in a bikini. Like, that's a dream. That's a dream. How do we make this happen? Can we get to Jamaica? Are the COVID restrictions lifted? When are we planning our trip, Breezy? Like, let's go. This is cool. So cool. I have to make this happen.
I just want to hear someone chirp with a Jamaican accent.
Oh my God, I know. I'm sure the chirps, oh my God, that chirp you sent me from this week. You're an angry little elf, aren't you? Freaking best movie, elf. And who was that chirp from again?
Travis. Oh, crap. I can't say these freaking hockey player names anymore. Travis Konosi. Is that how you say it? I'm going to get.
I think he's Konecki.
Destroyed Konecki, probably. To Connor Garland. I could see it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I could see it.
It was awesome.
That was awesome.
Do you know what else I decided I would like to do? And I'm going to add this to my list. I would like to go to a game, a home game in Philly. Uh-huh. I want to wear the opposing team's jersey. So like, hopefully this would be like a Blackhawks game. And then I want to be the person that Gritty throws the cakes at. Because Gritty throws like cakes at people's faces, like full sheet cakes he throws at people's faces in the opposing team. And I've decided that is like a bucket list item, along with still wanting to get checked into the boards by a current NHL player in full gear.
Okay. Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
All right. That sounds good. We can do it. We can get you to Philly. You could do that if you want.
I want to. Are you going to come with me?
Yeah. I'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. Good awesome. Talk. I just sent you a picture. I wanted to share this picture with you because I think it's something you need to see.
Mate! Is Mate wearing a Roman Josi jersey?
It's not a Roman Josi jersey. It's just a Preds jersey. But it is an actual dog jersey.
He looks like a supermodel. I need to screen share this so for anybody watching on video, they can see. Mate, why this isn't full screen, I have no idea. Here we go. Look at Mate. Those brown eyes, he's like, you know what he's got? The Brady Tkachuk smolder.
He does. He does. Well, you know, his name is Mate Gunnarsson Roman Josi. So maybe I should just add Brady to the bottom of that.
You know?
Mate Gunnarsson Roman Josi Brady Tkachuk.
Oh my God, he looks so cute. You saw it. What do you think of Tkachuk signing that 7-year contract?
Whew.
I don't know. That's a big commitment. I mean, he's like proud to be there and stuff, but.
Big commitment. But you know what? That's what the Sens are going to need. I was just more concerned of the fact that this kid is 21 years old and is making like $7 million a year. Or whatever he's making a year. And I'm like, when I was 21 years old.
You were hanging up posters of Justin Timberlake on your wall.
Well, I got to tell you, I was a Lance Bass fan.
All right, fine. You were hanging up pictures of Lance Bass on your wall.
Yeah, well.
You know.
I just, what did I do wrong? 21 years old. Making multi-millions a year. I should have stuck to something.
You know,
I'm really, really, really good at what's that one game where you have the big balls and you hit it in between those two little stakes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea what you're talking
about. Oh my God, what is that game called? You like, play it like when you go camping. Croquet, yes. Oh, I'm very good at that God. Game. Maybe I should start getting into that. Don't even know the name of it.
You know what, Breezy? It wasn't meant for you to be a millionaire at 21.
No.
That's all.
Just 31.
Multi-millionaire. That, you know, it might be at 51.
Maybe.
Or 33. I don't know, you know?
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
You never know. Well, so this weekend, I missed a couple of games because I think I talked about this when I filmed the first part of this, but I was in a film It's hard to say that. I was an actor in a film, reprised my role in a small independent feature film. I was Lois, and I am the girlfriend to a mob boss. And
yes,
I have a New York accent, and I'm very bossy, and I have very big hair, and my boobs are up to my neck, and I wear really tight clothes, and we had a lot of fun.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember this.
So there was a second part we were filming. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Well, that's good. You know, it's also really tough. The Kings now play their next game in Nashville. So it's a Preds versus Kings game. And not only that, I'm a Braves fan and a Dodgers fan because Dodgers are here, but my favorite players play for the Braves. So it's been a tough few days, and it's going to continue to be a tough few days.
So how do you decide who you're cheering for when you have games where your teams play each other? Like, who are you cheering for, Kings or Preds, that game?
I mean, that one's really hard. I hope both teams have fun.
Crazy.
As far as
killing
the Dodgers,
me with that.
As far as the Dodgers and Braves go, I mean, the Dodgers just won the World Series.
No, you didn't answer the hockey question. Who are you cheering for, the Kings? And Roman Yossi.
I want the Kings to do well. I want the Preds to get their first win of the season. Roman Yossi is always going to be someone I'm going to cheer for, right? So, maybe I'll go with Preds this game because I actually just want them to win a game because I feel like they need that.
And Mate's got the jersey. He's ready.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do the full thing. We're going to wear them together.
Well, on that note, we'll be back next week.
Go team.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.